Right now, many churches are planning their budgets for the next fiscal year. Your church can support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by joining the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to include $1,000 in their mission or advertising budgets. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 on the support page of our website, issuesetc.org. Don't miss your congregation's budget deadline. Download the flyer and present it to your congregation today.
I think it is unconscionable that they would want to build a mosque here because you're building a shrine to the very ideology that inspired those jihadist attacks.
Why does Comedy Central give such deference to Islam while mocking Christianity? Is it because they confuse the civility of Christianity with weakness?
Go read one of the presidential proclamations about the National Day of Prayer and Kwanzaa and Ramadan, and all of a sudden, Constantine doesn't look like this dead figure of history. He's living and breathing on Pennsylvania Avenue.
My name is Mike. I'm a fan of Law and Order. I'm a believer in Law and Gospel, and I love Issues Etc.
Our view of God's creation is up close. It is right down here on the ground. The farthest, the most distant perspective that the vast majority of us will ever gain on God's creation is maybe from a mountaintop looking across a great vista or looking down into the valley below. Those things can be awe-inspiring. And what we can know of God via his creation is, yes, very, very limited. Very few of us, however, get an opportunity to look down upon this created world, this planet that God made for mankind, to which God sent his Son, Jesus Christ, incarnate in human flesh, from a higher vantage point. We're going to be talking about a view of God's creation from space here in the first 10 minutes of this hour of Issues Etc. Greetings and welcome. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. After our discussion with Colonel Jeff Williams, who spent 6 months aboard the International Space Station in 2006 and took a lot of pictures, we'll spend the rest of this hour talking about the Word Faith movement with Rob Bowman. Our call-in number, live this Wednesday afternoon, June the 9th, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Our in-studio email address, talkback at issuesetc.org. You can Twitter us at issuesetc or post your questions or comments about the Word Faith movement at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Joining us to talk about a view of God's creation from space, and he's had it, Colonel Jeff Williams. He spent 6 months aboard the International Space Station, and he's author of the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for June, The Work of His Hands. Colonel Williams, welcome to Issues Etc.
Hello, Todd. Great to be with you today.
You took more pictures from orbit than any other astronaut ever. Why did you take so many pictures?
Well, it kind of became a passion of mine. I learned from my first flight back in 2000 that the greatest reward was really not all of the different things that we do in space, and certainly we do some pretty exciting things, different phases of flight and whatnot. But the greatest reward for me personally was to share the experience when I came back. And you primarily do that, of course, through telling stories and showing pictures and video. So I just wanted to take advantage of my time up there and capture as many of those wonderful vantage points of God's creation that I could.
The space station moves awful fast. Is it a technical challenge to get these images just with a camera out the window?
Well, you learn, obviously it takes a technique, and you learn over time how to steady the camera and how to find a target on the ground and maybe how to take the actual picture and the different using different settings in the camera and whatnot to maximize the picture and the different lighting conditions and whatnot. And of course, a lot of my pictures aren't much good for anything. Because you have to learn and iterate into the best solution.
Tell us about 6 months of life aboard the International Space Station.
6 months is a long time to be stuck anywhere, and that includes even a space station. Obviously, there are some unique experiences that we are able to enjoy up there, but being away from the family and knowing what the family is going through for that time, the 6 months off the planet, and it can be years preparing before the flight, too. That takes a little bit of a toll. So it's a challenge, but God's provision was there each and every day for both me and my family.
How often were you able to communicate directly with your family during those 6 months?
My wife and I typically talk twice a day. If we have communication coverage up there, we can call on it what is the equivalent of a internet telephone. And I can call anywhere in the world, and I would typically give her a call when I thought she was waking up, because we were about 6 hours ahead in terms of the equivalent time zone in our day, and then I would give her a call before I went to bed at night, so we were able to stay in touch pretty regularly.
Of all the things that you saw, the pictures that you took as well from the International Space Station, which ones stand out for you in retrospect?
Oh, my goodness. There's so many and such a variety that it's really hard to say which one is the standout from the rest of them. For example, there's some wonderful sunset pictures that I was able to capture. And, of course, that happens very fast, as quickly as we're orbiting around the Earth. And every one's a little bit different in terms of the lighting and whatnot. Some aurora were a standout. And then there's particular places on the Earth's surface that stand out. Capturing a volcano that's just erupting was a standout picture, and that became a pretty popular picture on the ground.
I think people wonder. You look out this window that gazes down upon the Earth, and most of us would just be fascinated to see that perspective. How quickly does that wear off where you can actually focus on what's down there, seeing what's down there?
Well, it never really wears off. And I've been in orbit now for about a year. I just got back a few months ago from another six-month flight. And the view out the window and the variety and trying to capture something new in a photograph just never wore out for me. Certainly, I longed to be home. I longed to be back to the family. I longed to just in the little things of life to be able to go outside and hear the breeze and smell the smells of Earth, and to have the food behave well on my plate. I longed for all of those little things in life, but the view never got old.
Talk about the perspective that you gained on the handiwork of God, the creation of this planet, where we all spend all of our lives, most of us spend all of our lives. Talk about your perspective on God's creation, how that changed.
I often get questions like that, or I get questions like, did it change my view of God? And certainly when you view the creation that we call Earth, that part of creation from that vantage point, it gives you a new perspective to be able to see the entire globe, to see literally the handiwork of God and all of the details of the Earth, to see that the Earth itself is a spacecraft with a life support system found in the atmosphere and the water cycle that's very visible and evident from there. All of that just adds to the awe and wonder and appreciation for the Creator. And I liken it to if for folks that go to the Grand Canyon, for example, and stand at the rim and look across that panorama, that's a breathtaking sight. And that probably is one example of something that comes close to, or as close as you can get to, a space view on the planet's surface. But ultimately, I always say the short answer is no, it doesn't change my view of God, because, as Job says, we only get but a faint whisper of the existence of God through his creation, and he really has revealed himself through his word in the scriptures. And that's where I think all of us, and speaking personally, I've really gotten to know God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So my view of him in that respect, in terms of a relationship with Jesus Christ, did not change from going to space. It comes out of his word.
So it sounds like the Christian faith you went to space with was unhindered in any way by that experience there, but you did get to see the work of his hands from a vantage point that very, very few people in human history have had.
Absolutely, and I it's a very humbling experience that I greatly appreciate and feel honored to have.
And what's it like to come back after 6 months? With about a minute before we close up, what's it like to come back to terra firma and the force of gravity and all those kinds of things?
It's tough. The relentless force of gravity has been absent for the 6 months you're up there, so your muscles aren't used to it, your bones aren't used to it. You lose a little flexibility that we need just to do things that we take for granted on Earth. And it takes a couple of months to get back into shape in terms of muscles and strength. It takes a better part of a week or two to get your vestibular system back 100%. And even the bones can atrophy while you're up there, and that can take a couple of years.
You folks listening to us in St. Louis, you can meet Colonel Jeff Williams, our guest, tomorrow afternoon at the Concordia Publishing House Bookstore at 3558 South Jefferson in St. Louis. He'll be making a presentation at 1, and he'll be signing the book, The Work of His Hands, tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock. That's tomorrow afternoon at the Concordia Publishing House Bookstore, 3558 South Jefferson in St. Louis, for both a presentation by Colonel Jeff Williams and the signing of his book, The Work of His Hands. Colonel Jeff Williams spent 6 months aboard the International Space Station in 2006, and he's author of the Issues, Etc. Book of the Month for June, The Work of His Hands. You can find out more about this book by calling Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040, or you can browse before you buy at our homepage, issuesetc.org. The book is called The Work of His Hands. Colonel Jeff Williams, thank you very much for being our guest.
Thank you, Ted.
When we come back, we'll spend the remainder of this hour of Issues, Etc. on this Wednesday afternoon, the 9th of June, with Rob Bowman. We're going to be talking about the teachings of the Word Faith Movement. Now, you might not be familiar with this as a theological movement by that name. Maybe it's just the prosperity gospel, or name it and claim it. All that right after this.
Touchdown brings me round again to find I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh, no, no, no. I'm a rocket man. Rocket man.
Hello, this is Pastor Kevin Golden of Village Lutheran Church in Ladue, Missouri. The saints at Village Lutheran are proud to be part of the Issues Etc. 300, sharing in their Christ-centered, cross-focused proclamation of the gospel. If you find yourself in St. Louis, join us on Sundays at 8:15 and 10:45 for the divine service, 9:30 for Bible study and Sunday school, as we receive Christ's gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation. Or visit us on the web at www.villagelutheranchurch.org.
What can a view from space teach us about God's care for His creation, His wisdom in ordering the universe, and the goodness of divine providence? The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for June is titled The Work of His Hands. It's written by astronaut Jeffrey Williams. Colonel Williams spent 6 months aboard the International Space Station. You can purchase The Work of His Hands by calling Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040, or browse before you buy at issuesetc.org. The Work of His Hands.
Educating a new generation of Lutherans, you're listening to Issues, Etc.
International human rights attorney and law professor Dr. John Warwick Montgomery on the importance of Issues, Etc.
Before settling in England and France, I had my own Christian radio program for 10 years in California and 2 years in Washington State. I was also a regular for over a decade on national religious television. In a word, I have had a great deal of contact with evangelical programming, both good and bad, and my judgment in this area is probably worth something. In my opinion, Issues Etc. is one of the very few programs on Christian radio willing to discuss tough questions with solid theological answers. I consider it a great privilege to be able to appear on the program regularly, and I commend it to every serious listener.
You can support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by making a tax-deductible gift today. Donate online at issuesetc.org, or you can donate by check. Lutheran Public Radio, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Defending the faith, teaching the truth. Issues Etc.